Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president at Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And our show is a show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric has done this for years and years and years. Shall I keep going? Years and years and years. And he is here to guide you to have a remarkable retirement. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, we're going to talk about how most Americans are failing. They're getting a failing grade when it comes to retirement literacy. Here's the number you need to know for today's show, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You're going to hear Eric talk about his blueprint to worry-less wealth also. And getting this blueprint could help you with your retirement planning. This is complimentary, something that Eric offers retirees. So again, reach out to us, 800-454-1184, to get on Eric's calendar. Or you can always go to the website, which is wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann, it's great to be here and talking about what people really need to know, which is getting educated, getting information on money. I mean, it is such a critical thing. It affects every aspect of your life, and it's amazing how uneducated we are about it.
Right, it really is. And I know you're someone who's big on education. You have lots of education backing up what you do as a financial advisor. You have all kinds of licenses and everything. So I'm assuming that when you were in school, good grades were pretty important to you.
Yeah, I mean, I always expected to get good grades. It wasn't something that I ever thought about. You just did it. Usually in the honors classes and all that other type of stuff. And you know, one of the things that blew me away is, you know, in hindsight, I had, it might have been 2 days, but I remember one day talking about you know, checking accounts and something, and we may have talked one more day about loans or something, but that was it.
I know.
And I mean, think about how many days of school you had. I mean, if you're going K through 12, right, 13 years, you know, I actually, you know, even I got a finance degree. You know how many classes in personal finance I had to take? Zero. Even for a finance degree. There was one personal finance elective, which in hindsight probably should have taken since that's what industry I'm in now. But yeah, most of the finance is really all talking mostly about corporate. I mean, there is stuff on econ and stuff, and economics is definitely very personal finance related. So it's not that I didn't have any training in that, but it's still amazing that just the simple basic thing that we're all focused on is, you know, trying to get, you know, all the news is telling, you know, people about how well they're employed or how many people have jobs and blah, blah, blah. What about, what do you do with the check once you get it? What do you do with, how do you put save money in savings or in 401ks, IRAs, you know, all this stuff? Why is that not a huge thing? Because you know how many financial problems and how many society problems would be fixed by just educating people first about money, and then that way they don't get in trouble.
Right. Isn't that true in marriages too, right? Number one reason for a marriage failing is financial.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's amazing how many different things that percolates through. And so it's something that people really need to be always striving to do, because obviously it's also something that changes too over time.
Right. And so it is. It amazes me that we don't have as much, even in high school, you know, for everybody in high school, we should have something like that. So anyway, because of all of this, what you're talking about, Americans do get a failing grade when it comes to retirement literacy. And that's what our show is all about. They're saying that females, about 89% of them, flunked a 38-question quiz. Men failed the quiz about 72% of them. But it's really funny. There's a huge gap there with the people are lacking in the literacy when it comes to retirement. What topics do you find most people are struggling with when you're helping them with retirement?
Well, it's all over the place. I mean, most people know nowadays, or at least the clients I'm talking to who are older typically, and they're closer to retirement. And most of them know the basics on, you know, 401ks and IRAs, but sometimes they're shocked at how much tax they're going to owe. They don't really necessarily always know, you know, how to figure out how money's going to last, how the money's going to come from, you know, all sorts of things. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the critical things. And we've actually started, I think it's 12 years ago now, maybe. I started the Financial Knowledge Institute. And the Financial Knowledge Institute does a lot of talks at companies. We did a lot of community center stuff, obviously with COVID, all that had to stop, unfortunately. Yeah. So we haven't been doing as much, although we did do some outreach work with some single parent group, actually, when the crisis first hit. And so that's one of the things that we've been able to do, is at least do some outreach of, you know, how to help people and just give them some basic pointers, and just how do you put some money away? How do you put some money in savings? You know, how do you get all those things going? And once you know some of these things, it's a lot of it's pretty easy. It's just, it's kind of like dieting and exercise, right? The way is to lose weight and be healthy. You know, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all of it takes time and takes effort, and no different than, you know, losing weight and being healthy. Financial matters are just the same. It takes time. But if you don't do any of those things, then you end up being in a world of hurt and being very messed up, same often with your health, right? So same way.
Well, it's interesting in the study that they did, American College of Financial Services, about retirement literacy. So Eric, I got to tell you this, more women are serving as their household's chief financial officer, which I think we know that. We talk about that a lot. They do all the daily and monthly bills, but they need help with their retirement readiness, according to this study we're talking about today, the American College of Financial Services. So what's the difference between managing your monthly household budget and having an income strategy for retirement?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar, but very different, right? So, you know, having that paycheck in retirement is a critical thing. And where's that money going to come from? When you're working, it's just, okay, how much can you pay, you know, your bills, and how much can you spend, and, you know, all those kind of issues, right? So what we're really talking about in retirement is the same kind of thing, but more importantly, where's the income source? Usually when you're working, it's pretty easy. It's the paycheck. Well, when you're retired, you have to figure out where the paycheck comes from, right? So you don't get a paycheck from one source. You get Social Security, you get retirement, you know, savings withdrawals, you get money you've saved up, all those things. And you have to create that lifetime income. And, you know, so one of the things we've set up here is actually a free report that will ask that question, will your money last as long as you do? And it'll actually help you figure out that option. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a copy of, it's just something we can, you know, text you the download for the link for that. All you have to do is text the word money. So the one word that everybody knows, money, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. So if you text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and download it there.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric, we often talk about conversations you have with couples and a surviving spouse, but single people have some additional challenges as well because it's all on them. What are some factors that single people need to consider for retirement planning?
Yeah, exactly what you said there is it's all on them. You know, there's no other income. There's no, you know, obviously making sure your money lasts is a really critical thing since it's just you. Now, in some ways, some things are a little bit easier because they don't have to worry about the surviving spouse or, you know, the other person, right? So they can actually spend a little bit more money and, you know, just making sure that there is somebody, a family member, somebody there to help them out in case things go south, and especially health-wise. So you need to have that income plan that says, well, how is your money going to last? Will it last the rest of your life? You need that investment plan to see how much risk are you're taking today, and is that too much or too little? At least you'll know before things go bad. Look at the tax situation. How can you pay the least taxes over your lifetime, not just 1 year? Look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to create for you. This blueprint will let you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Or you can book a meeting online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make the best decisions for your situation so you can worry less in retirement. We're going to be talking about topics that you need to put on your retirement planning list. So, Eric, I want to ask you this. How are you coming along on your list of honey-dos around the house?
Oh, I'm a big believer in not finishing everything. So, So we have a lot of projects that get close, but not quite there.
Not quite.
Last time we pretty much finished a house, we sold it, so I don't want to do that again. So.
There's
always stuff to do. And actually, the ironic part about that is I find a lot of people, when they first retire, that is literally what they're doing for the first year or two, primarily getting all those stuff done that they always wanted to get done. So,
because it's been driving you crazy. So I want to challenge you right now, Eric, to come up with the top three things that need to be on our retirement planning list.
Well, first and foremost, it's got to be income plan. Number one fear of everyone and every single study ever done is running out of money. Right. I mean, we don't want to live so long that we have no money left and, you know, it's a horrible standard of living type of thing. Right. So how are you going to get not only how you can get that income, but how long is it going to last and what's it going to look like? And, you know, what's the tax effects along the way? So you need to have that ideally written down. I mean, something that you can go back on and just like a checklist. Hey, am I still on track? What steps am I missing and what things need to be fixed? And, you know, if you have it there, it's real simple. It's very easy to go back and just go, oh, yeah, I need to do this next. I need to do this next. But if you don't have that income plan, really, really tough to do. And then next one would be, of course, the other big fear of everybody really is always, health, right? I mean, you know, you can have as much money as you want, but if you don't have health, it's not so great. And so, you know, how are you going to pay for health care? How are you going to pay for long-term care? You know, what's the Medicare supplement look like? Or if you're trying to retire pre-65, how are you going to pay for health insurance until you get to Medicare? What can you do for long-term care? You know, all those types of issues. And then lastly, of course, the big, big, big one always is taxes. How do you minimize those taxes going forward? And, you know, how do you pay not the least taxes today? But to me, when I'm talking about taxes, it's how do you pay the least taxes over your lifetime? Because that's the only one that I care about.
If someone's feeling overwhelmed or maybe they're concerned they have not done enough yet to prepare for retirement, what would you suggest they do?
Well, you know, really sit down and try to get a plan, right? I mean, it's the big part would be having that income plan and having, you know, something where you can check every year. So every year you should be really going back and seeing, okay, am I closer or farther? You know, just like those to-do lists, you know, am I getting things checked off or not? And it's a living kind of breathing document in a way, in the sense that it's, you know, it's going to ebb and flow, right, with the markets and with times and with everything else. And also your expense loads may change too. You may be spending more or less on certain things. And so you may need to change some of those items. And, you know, so that'd be the big one, is having that income plan. And then having, once you're, you know, in that retirement red zone, that 50 to 55, 60 age time frame, you know, that's when you need to be starting to shift some of those assets in your investments to more stuff that's going to be there for you for retirement. So stuff that's foundational, meaning it can't go away. Stuff that's steady income that pays you money, even though you don't need it necessarily today, you want to have it paying into your plan. So that way, you know, you're always buying more, investing more. And then lastly, have that market money. So that's the reason why we've built this blueprint to worry less wealth that we operate with all of our clients. So, you know, what we do is we first sit down with somebody, we find out what's their worries, what's their concerns. Then we have a second meeting where we look at what path they're on right now. So we're headed someplace. So whether or not you're headed to the golf course or Home Depot, you might not get that project list done if you're heading to the golf course. But if you got diverted or whatever, we're going to tell you at least which way you're headed on that plan and on all those to-do lists, with really looking at your finances and saying, okay, first and foremost, what's that income plan? What does it look like? Where's your money going? Is it going to be good or bad? There's no right or wrong answer to that. It's just, this is based on your spending and what you have now. This is the course you're headed. And then we're going to look at the investments along the way. And so how are those, what's the risk level? How are those invested? Are they putting off any income? Are you going to have to be selling shares all the time in retirement? And then look at the taxes, taxes off those investments, tax options for your retirement plans at work, all those things. Tax-efficient investing, everything has to be all accounted for. And then look at those healthcare issues that come along the way. And then, of course, lastly, the legacy, who gets your stuff when you're gone. So these are key critical things to have. And so what we do is we put that in that blueprint. It's something that we usually charge a fee for, but right now we're waiving our $1,500 planning fee, and we're doing this for no cost. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Eric can teach you some strategies for today's financial reality in retirement. Thanks so much for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and we are talking about things that you need to put on your retirement planning list. And you mentioned, of course, income. It needs to be one of the top things. We're all living so much longer. It's not like our parents and our grandparents' retirement anymore, Eric. So how do we know if we've saved enough to retire?
Well, I can tell you for sure in about 30 years. No.
I was waiting. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah.
No. So yeah, that's what you don't want to have happen, right? You don't want to find out in, 15, 20 years from now that you're out of money. That's super scary for so many people. And so, there's a couple things that have been coming out of academic studies about financial planning and investing. And the number one thing is you pretty much have to have some guaranteed lifetime income. Now, hopefully we all have Social Security. Most of us paid into it, we'll have it. But, if you go on their website, saying around the 2030s that they may only be able to pay 80% or so of their bills, kind of makes you go, well, what happens to me then when I'm on Social Security, right? So that's the one that I would say we can still count on something, but maybe not as much as they're saying. And so then you can go back to your pension, right? We all have pensions.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So those have failed and those have gone away. So now it's really up to you. So having some money, either IRA money or, roll some out from your 401k to an IRA or, something, but, having some sort of guaranteed money for life is, I think, super critical because, think of it as kind of like your foundation. If you've got so much Social Security and so much money, maybe you got another 1,000, 2,000 coming from a guaranteed source. Your portfolio doesn't have to do super great, right? Because if it's got a good base of income, then you're not having to change your plans based on what the market did this month or last month or this year or whatever. You can still have fun retirement. You can still do fun things. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the number one problem that a lot of people do is they don't have some sort of set guaranteed income for life. And that is something that we can help you with. There's a lot of options out there, but you got to be careful. So, again, that's something if somebody wants to give a hold of us, they can do that. And we can definitely help you figure out what's the best solution for you.
Eric, can you tell us the options for generating income once we're in retirement? We don't get that paycheck anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the scariest part. I mean, I have people that, just emotionally have issues just trying to take money out. They're so used to putting it only in. Mm. They just think it's wrong to ever take it out, and it's like, that was the point of putting it away. So I mean, one of the big things that you got to have is not only some guaranteed foundational money for life, but I think people need about 10 or 20% of their portfolio in something that's steady income. So these can be like sometimes real estate funds or loan funds or, something like that where they're paying you 5%, 6%, 7%, ideally monthly, if not quarterly at least. And so that way you got some cash flow coming in because, it's a huge change going from no paycheck to create your own paychecks. And once you have to create it, If you have everything in growth mutual funds that pay no dividends, well, you know, that's not a solution, right? So you're going to have to be selling off whether or not the market's good or bad every single month. And that can be very tough depending on that calendar year and how that market's doing. So, yeah, so adding some other things to your, you know, to your investment mix, I would say at least at age 50, 55, that's when you really need to start doing some of these and having some of this other money. But even in your 40s, you could be starting to do some of this. And I think it's more and more critical than ever to have those types of assets that aren't all stock market money, which unfortunately your 401k, that's the only option you have is all 100% stocks and bonds. So this is really better for your IRA money or just your normal dollars. So, you know, again, what we're doing right now is we're actually waiving our planning fee for anybody who listens to the show and calls up. So we can actually do that income plan, that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we have that income investment tax, healthcare, and legacy plan for you. But first and foremost, we actually just start only with a 15 to 30 minute phone call just to really see if doing that whole planning process is needed for you. You know, if you have some quick questions, you can just ask that. Again, if you just want to use a little bit of our time and help out, I love to do that. So, you know, that's all you, if all you're really kind of committing to at first is setting a time to talk to us, and then we can see if it makes sense to do the planning. But again, there's no cost at all. So if you want to set up a time, you can leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can book a meeting directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, a healthy balance in your retirement accounts isn't really an income plan. So Eric will explain what we mean by that when we come back.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric does this show every week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement. And when you do go in and see him, his goal is going to be to help you solve any income gaps that you might have. His goal is to help you worry less. Wouldn't you like to worry less about your retirement? Today, we're talking about topics you need to put on your retirement planning list. Of course, income, healthcare, and taxes. And here's the deal. Just because you have a healthy balance in your retirement accounts truly doesn't mean you have an income plan. You have some work to do. So, Eric, tell us about some of the risks that we need to be aware of as we're trying to preserve that income all through retirement.
Well, the biggest one is a fancy-dancy term of a sequence of returns, mm-hmm. which really what that means is, when are you going to earn the money? And so one of the slides we've used a lot in the past is one where it just shows, here's Steve and Bill, and they kind of had the same scenario. They both kind of had the same, you know, lifestyle and such, but they were 10 years apart in age. And so one retired in 1990. And he started taking money out. I think he had $500,000. He was taking out money, you know, every year. And at the end of that 10-year time frame, he was up to $1.2 million. The other person retired 10 years later at 2000. Guess what? In 2010, taking out the same amount of money, he was down to $160,000. Now, how can two people make it retiring and taking out the same exact money out of the same exact investment be off by $1 million? That's not a little bit, that's a lot of bit, right? It was just the bad luck. I mean, These were literally the same investments. So if it's the same investment and one makes you almost destitute and one makes you totally wealthy, but it's the same exact investment, then we know it's not the investment that matters. It's actually the plan that matters. How you're taking that money out, how you have stuff allocated, that is the biggest problem. And so for most of us, I find we're going to have, if you think about the various different decades, You know, the 70s were not a great decade for the market. 80s were good. 90s were great. 2000 was horrible. You know, really bad decade. And 2010s were great. So if you think about that, for most people, you're going to probably be retired nowadays for three decades. And odds are two of those will be good. Hmm. Problem is one will be bad, you know, very likely. And is that bad decade the first, the second, or the third? Because if it's the first, it's going to be a huge difference to your financial future. And so what's the solution to that, right? I mean, that's kind of always the bigger question is, you know, how do you avoid that? And, you know, one of the things is having money not all in the market and having some foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed that can't go away. You know, today's rates with insurance companies and government money, those aren't very good places to go. So it's really only some of the insurance products that are pretty good in that realm. Then having some steady income money, and that's stuff that's paying you typically 5, 6, 7%, ideally monthly, but sometimes quarterly. And that's not tied to the stock market. And so if you have those assets on top of the market assets, then you're going to be good because then you've got, you know, you've got some options, right, in retirement. But when you have no options, the huge risk is that sequence of returns. How do you take that money out and, you know, how's it going to end up, right?
Of course, then we have healthcare projected to cost about $300,000 for retirees in retirement. That's what Fidelity has estimated, does not include long-term care. So then that's another thing you have to plan for. How do you help your couples with that?
Yeah, and so that's another tough one, right? Because that number that, you know, 300K-ish round figure number for that is really just co-payments, deductibles, prescriptions, all that fun stuff. You know, not long-term care. They're not talking about somebody who's, you know, spending $5,000 to $10,000 a month in a facility. We're just talking about just normal stuff. So that is probably the biggest way I help people is just help them understand that that's a cost item that they forget. I mean, I think that's probably the number one thing is a lot of times people are looking to try to replace their pre-retirement income, but they forget that their company's giving them the health insurance for free or at least before their take-home pay. And so first of all, just counting for the Medicare premiums. I mean, that's one of the things that we do actually here at Heckman Financial is we can help people with the Medicare and, you know, look at how to save some money, how to change some stuff. I mean, you know, I had one client where it wasn't huge bucks, but he wasn't using any prescriptions, but he was paying $13 a month for a plan. Well, we're like, oh, here's one for $7.
You know, yeah.
And we were joking. It's like, well, okay, now you can get, you know, now you can get a fast food, you know, hamburger once a month with the savings or something, but
right.
Maybe not the drink, right? You know, so it's not much, but all that stuff adds up, right? So how can you save some, you know, and the vice versa, his wife was taking some medication, so we wanted a different plan for hers and stuff. So, you know, that's one thing, you know, but just actually really just having it in part of the plan and knowing it's there, I think it's probably the biggest critical thing that a lot of people, you know, just don't really look at. And, you know, that's one of the things that people need to be focused on.
Right. Now, what about options to address long-term care? If, I mean, that could be an issue, you don't know. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, well, that's getting to be one of those things where it's getting to be less of a maybe is more of a how long will you need it, mm-hmm. you know, not whether or not you'll ever need it. And, you know, so that's scary for a lot of us because none of us want to be, you know, needing care, needing somebody else to help us and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that's one of those things where, you know, you just having some plans for it is critical. And the scariest thing to me is if it's somebody who has maybe $500,000 of assets saved for retirement and one spouse becomes ill and maybe they spend $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, which is only a couple years of long-term care. That means that other spouse, the healthy spouse, could live 20, maybe 30 years with almost no money left. And so it's really not the person who's going to really pay for this long-term care issue. It's really, sadly, the one who's healthy and lives so long without all those funds. So long-term care insurance has become a ripoff. I mean, it's really harder to get, but also they've been raising the rates left and right. So there's some great alternative plans where you're tied with life insurance and they can't raise the premiums. They can't screw around with things. That's the type you want. And, you know, and so that is a really big key thing for people to do is get some good information, but really have it as part of your overall plan. I mean, I know nobody wants to ever hear that four-letter word plan, but it's awful. But it's also part of a, you know, to-do list is four-letter, mm-hmm. but it's two four-letter words, I guess. I don't know. But so that'd be one thing to be looking at is, you know, how do you overcome this? How do you, you know, address all these things? Well, first and foremost, you have an income plan that accounts for those types of issues. that knows that you're not going to run out of money, that knows how much you can spend, then also have that investment plan that has all those different buckets of money that you need to have, that has some long-term care protection in there. And then look at the taxes along the way. How are you going to lower the taxes? How can you pay the least over your lifetime? Obviously, the healthcare issues. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff when you're gone? And so, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We first sit down with somebody either on the phone or just, you know, a video chat or something for about 15 to 30 minutes and just find out, hey, what's happening in your life? What, you know, what kind of concerns you have? And then from there, if you want to do the blueprint, there's no cost right now. We're waiving the $1,500 planning fee, and we will give that to you at free of charge. We'll show you where you're headed today. And we can do that, you know, in person, over Zoom, whatever. And then at least now you know what course you're headed on. And then if you want to take advantage of some of our other options that we have, you know, we'll tell you here's what we would recommend changing. And that's up to you if you want to work with us. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So if you wanted to take advantage of that, 800-454-1184. We'll set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
More Wealth Creator Radio to get to with Eric Heckman coming up after this.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. Good to have you here.
Eric, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, I heard some stat about something like half of all Americans have more than 50% of their house paid off, or the flip side would be, you know, half full, half empty, right? That they have more than half of their equity just sitting there inside their house untapped. And is that something they should be doing something with, or what's the your thought process on that?
Yeah, I mean, having equity in a home, which is the, you know, what's left over after you consider the loan, right? So the difference between what the house is worth and what you owe on it. So the portion that there is no debt on, that's equity. And having equity is certainly a good thing, right? We all like that. You know, there's safety in it, right? There's safety in the fact that if your house corrects by 10% and you had 50% equity, well, you still have plenty of equity. Also, you know, if you're tracking your net worth, equity in your home is technically part of your net worth. So, you know, that makes you feel a little bit comfortable. But, you know, the thing is it is a little difficult to kind of tap into it, right? I mean, you can't just knock on my window and say, hey, Drew, you know, you did my loan for me. Can I have a couple hundred dollars to, you know, go spend here or there? I've got some equity, right? You have to do something a little bit more involved than that to pull that money out. And so, you know, that would be something that somebody could consider is tapping into that equity.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously there's pros and cons, right? So I had a referral from a mortgage person that was, you know, basically saying this is a good friend of ours, but they keep, you know, they'd inherited a property and they just kept cashing out, you know, taking money out and treating it like an ATM. I mean, and the loan officer said, no, I won't do another loan until you talk to a financial advisor, because they were just, you know, just rating it, and you know, it's going to be upside down at some point, and, you know, a little bit too highly leveraged. But so, you know, there's things like that. So you don't want to, you know, if you're going to pay off 30 grand or 50 grand of debt and then run it back up next year, okay, that may not be the, you know, the best, but what are some, you know, kind of good rules of thumb or reasons why you should be doing it, or, you know, and obviously maybe ones that you shouldn't do, right?
Yeah. I mean, to speak further to that end, you know, treating your home as a piggy bank is a recipe for disaster eventually, right? However, you know, there are decent things that you can consider when you pull money out of your home, you know, tap into that equity. So certainly, you know, the way that I look at somebody's scenario, somebody's, you know, overall picture is almost like a debt manager, right? So you've got your mortgage, right? But then typically people have car loans and credit card debt, you know, just student debt, right? Other debts involved. And so looking at it as at the big picture and saying, okay, well, you've got a mortgage here, right? You've got lots of equity and you have these other debts. Does it make sense to consolidate this, right? And so, you know, the big ticket items would be car loans. Those typically have larger monthly payments. And credit card debt is typically pretty high interest rate payments compared to a mortgage. So looking at that, you know, obviously, you know, there's no one size fits all. Oh yeah, you should always do this, but certainly looking at that could be a major benefit, even if you have a very low interest rate and you pulling out some money, you know, even if the interest rate goes up a little bit, it may be, you know, immense value for you to doing it. And that's what we would probably label as debt consolidation.
And then what about improvements? I mean, obviously that's kind of a bigger one for lots of times where people are going to be remodeling is, you know, what's your thought process on how to figure out that and plan for that, right?
Yeah. So, you know, at least my family, we love the HGTV shows and, you know, they, you know, with a shoestring budget are able to do just an immense amount of things to a home and it changes it. It's awesome, right? So that before and after is really what we're always looking for. Sometimes we skip through the middle of the show just to see the after. And so, yeah, I mean, renovating a home, there's a few benefits, right? Ultimately, if it's your primary residence and you live there, doing the renovation, hopefully it's something that you can use and benefit from and enjoy your home. But you can certainly overdo it or spend money on things that you're not going to be able to recoup the costs on. Right. So for instance, you know, getting a pool, I've got two small kids and we always are looking for ways to expend their energy. Right. So there's always a talk of should we get a pool or not? And believe me, I'm a water guy. I love pools. But recouping the costs, not always something that you can get from a pool, for instance. However, if you added square footage or added a bedroom, a lot of times, and again, there's no one size fits all absolute here, but a lot of times you're going to be able to recoup that cost and it's going to be of benefit, right? So there's a little bit of kind of give and take on, you know, what do you want, right? Because it's your home, right? You should enjoy living there, right? And then what would possibly benefit the actual value of the house? So it's usually just, you know, rule of thumb here, and they're meant to be broken. Usually, you know, small renovations are going to be of benefit, right? So a updated kitchen, not a chef kitchen, but an updated kitchen, that's usually a good, you know, get your money back kind of renovation. You know, professional painting, garage doors and front doors, it's the first thing you look at when you open up a house or walk up to a house. So those usually you get your bang for your buck on. So all of those things are certainly a good thing. You know, talking with a loan officer, talking with a real estate agent, talking with a contractor will help you kind of guide from what you want and also what you may be able to get back.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some people where they go insane on landscaping, which sometimes can be insanely expensive. And I don't think you always get the money for that. And we did put a pool in about, geez, 15, 16 years ago now. And so we've definitely got our money back out of it. But yeah, no, I have seen times where people buy a house with a pool and then get rid of the, you know, remove the pool. So
yeah, a lot of times people don't want to deal with the maintenance and they fill it in with dirt and you go, gosh, okay, well, you know, that's what it is.
Yep. So, yeah. And so any other, you know, things if somebody's looking to cash out. I mean, the other thing too, on the loan side though, it is a different qualification, right? So if you're doing what they call rate and term, typically where you're just mm-hmm. refinancing and not taking money out, there's a lower set of hurdles, I think it is, and then it's a little bit tougher on when you're taking money out. Is that correct still?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. So there's a couple of industry jargon terms out there. Rate and term is basically when you're changing essentially the rate or the term, but not actually pulling cash out of your property. And then if you pull in cash out, that's go figure, called a cash out loan. And there is an adjustment. There's a you know, a fee that you pay for pulling cash out because it's slightly more risky for the investor, for the mortgage lender. But there is also another product out there that makes it pretty easy to tap into your equity, and that's a home equity line of credit. It's different than a mortgage. It's a line of credit. So, you know, basically they say, you know, here's X amount of money that you can pull out if you want to. You know, it's usually in the, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? 100, 2, 3, sometimes all the way up to $500,000 that you can secure against your home. And then you only pay the interest on the amount that you truly are borrowing. And that's also another way that you can pull cash out.
Yeah. And the only drawback, by the way, on those is the Trump tax laws got rid of the ability to write off the interest on those. You used to be able to write off $100K of interest regardless of what you did with the money. I mean, if you went and paid vacation for it or whatever, it didn't matter. And,
Speaking of things you may not want to do with your equity.
Right, exactly. and so, you know, in one sense, it, you know, removing the tax deductibility maybe makes people do less bad things or less bad decisions, hopefully. But right now, of course, interest rates are really cheap on those, but those are always variable mm-hmm. rate loans too, right? So that's the
exactly. Exactly.
Big drawback. So as rates go up, those will be instantaneously increasing. So, you know, so in terms of, you know, doing this analysis and doing the process, I mean, one of the things that I've had a lot of feedback from clients that I've sent to you guys is how great the consultative approach is, how you guys really analyze it. And it's not like just some online thing where you just go, okay, here's my rate. It's like, hold it, this might be better for you or this one. So tell people about, you know, what's the best way to get a hold of you and you know, how to do the process.
Absolutely. So definitely talking to somebody, going through, you know, hey, I'd like to possibly tap into some equity. It's a very big decision. So you want to really have that consultative approach. So giving us a call. Our phone number is 408-610-3210, or checking us out online at o2mtg.com would be a great way to get started.
Yeah. And what was the phone number again?
Phone number is 408-610-3210, and that's O2 Mortgage.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on this month. And, you know, it's great information. We'll have you back next month.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Take care.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, Eric is offering to help you with your retirement strategy. This is what he does. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even legacy planning. He would love to help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth. So, Eric, we've come to a time in our show where we take either a financial fail or we take a success story. So today I thought it'd be good to discuss some challenges and risks that are existing in retirements. And you work with retirees every single day. So if you could give us an example of, you know, some people or even one person who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles that we need to learn from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not to, you know, laugh at them or call them out of their error.
Right.
It's more just to say, hey, this can happen to you. And you know, how can we prevent it? Right. And and so really what we're talking about today, it would be there's some challenges around 401k rollovers any really retirement rollover per se. But, you know, when you're leaving from your company plan, there are a couple things that you have to watch out for. I mean, I recently met with somebody who'd rolled all their money over and they had a lot of company stock and they rolled that straight to an IRA, moved the company stock in kind, meaning it wasn't sold. And so what's the problem with that? Well, had they withdrawn the stock at that time, they could have paid tax only on the cost basis of the stock. So say, you know, over the years of working for that company, maybe they averaged $20 a share for the stock and now it's worth $50. Well, had they rolled it out, they would have paid tax on the $20, but the $30 gain would be long-term capital gains where they could take it as they need it whenever they want to. They could even leave it to their kids and it'd be a step up in basis and there'd be no tax due. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to that. And unfortunately, they didn't even know about it. They didn't get educated. Nobody told them. You know, they're one of these things where, hey, let's do this all online. And lots of times, you know, these programs don't ask that. And then the other problem that they had too is they had some after-tax money in there, which they could have rolled to, you know, where the company, when they paid them out, they said, well, here, we'll just send you the check for the after tax. And they said, well, that sounds cool. You know, well, everybody likes money, especially if it's tax-free. But that money could have been rolled over to a Roth IRA, and it could have been growing tax-free for the rest of their life. You know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to learn a little bit more and get a plan in place, let us help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. Absolutely no obligation. Right now, we're waiving our fee for radio listeners. So this is something that you can get now, not $1,500, but no cost. Again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.